Gildan Media presents Your Coach in a Box, affordable, life-changing audio programs.
Gildan Audio presents an unabridged recording of The New Better Off, Reinventing the American Dream by Courtney E. Martin. Narrated by Marguerite Gavin. To Johnny C., the exuberant architect of my new better off. Without you, this book, not to mention my outrageously beautiful life, would not exist. Introduction. For the first time in history, nearly two-thirds of Americans do not believe that the next generation will be better off than their parents are, an opinion shared by men and women, rich and poor alike. To some, that may sound sad. To me, it sounds like a provocation. Better off, based on whose standards? To be sure, people need jobs, they need housing, they need health care. When these basic needs aren't met, and for far too many Americans they aren't, we are legitimately not better off. But for many of us, the concept of better off is far more abstract than just putting food on the table. Is better off a fancy job title, a bank account with more zeros, a manicured lawn? It turns out that none of these things automatically makes you safe or happy, as evidenced by the Great Recession, when the ground underneath so many Americans' feet shifted overnight. And what's more, some of the things we have historically associated with success actually endanger your health. Underneath the appearance of uplift, a complex story weighs us down. This could play out in any number of ways. Like when people decide to erase their ethnic last names, or they set aside authentic, albeit non-traditional, career ambitions in favor of more lucrative paths. Or when a father knows his colleagues better than he does his own kids, or a mother leans in so hard she falls flat on her face. Pressure and debt, missed get-togethers, living for the weekends, living someone else's dream. Better off, left uninterrogated, can be fucking dangerous. For me, this is not just a societally important matter, but one with personal significance. I was just minding my own business, sweating on subway platforms at 2 a.m. and getting weepy over rejection emails from editors, and losing track of time while lying on blankets with dear friends in Brooklyn's Prospect Park, and dreaming about the person I would one day be, and then, all of a sudden, I was that person.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?